typically, you know, government has been seen as a little bit recession-proof, and with and with as many job cuts as have been made in the private and the nonprofit sector, I think there are a lot of eyes that are saying, where are the cuts being made within government as well? Ultimately, you know, our stance on that would be that in order to deliver a lot of the services that will actually help bail us out of this mess, we actually need really the best people in government. So it's less about number of jobs. It's really about, again, having the right people in those jobs. And, you know, as a quick example, Chris, over a year ago, when we read all of the news about lead painted toys coming into the country.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that's an issue for the federal government. At the time, the agency that had oversight for ensuring that there weren't lead-tainted toys coming into the country had one person who was responsible for inspecting toys. It's simply not going to get done.
Right, yeah. And it's amazing, because what's remarkable to me as I hear people talk about the stimulus package is you hear folks, and I know there's money in there for preparing for a pandemic flu, and these are things that we've talked about, and the lack of resources, and yet how important they are, and yet they sort of end up on people's list of pork. It's kind of interesting, and I mean, how many things have we wanted to get done where we needed resources?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, you know, whether or not some of this should or shouldn't be in the stimulus package, you know, there's an old adage, I think, and this may be one of those as well, at least that some would take the view in that you have to spend some money to make some money,
right,
as well. You know, ultimately, again, you know, based on OPM, the Office of Personnel Management estimates, you know, are still show that you know, there's 42% of non-supervisory workers that are eligible to retire by the end of next year. Now, how does the economic crisis that we're in affect that? Likely, 42% of those who are eligible wouldn't have retired anyway.
Right.
That simply means they're eligible. Going forward, you know, there are probably some folks who are hanging on a little bit longer. You know, federal employees got hit on their retirement investments as well. But ultimately, those folks are going to retire, and it's imperative that in order for government to really serve the interests and the needs of the American people, that it's got people in those jobs.
And we've talked before about, I mean, there are some big job needs, procurement areas, contracting officers, where there have been needs for a long time for folks. This only expands the pool of people that where there are needs.
Yeah, absolutely does. And again, you know, it's hugely important that the word gets out that there are good jobs in government, that this isn't simply seen as, you know, okay, this is a job that's recession-proof, but rather this is a good, challenging, exciting work. You know, the paper this morning showed where, you know, some of the salmonella peanuts painted peanuts
yeah,
were actually in peanut butter that was part of the USDA free lunch program.
Oh my goodness!
You know, again, that's about having good people in government to ensure that doesn't happen.
And it was, as I mentioned to you before we started recording, I was talking to HHS folks yesterday, and one of the things that always touches me whenever I go out and speak to folks is how many people are doing public service. They're there for the mission. They believe in the mission that they're there for, and particularly HHS dealing with this whole peanut and salmonella scare. I mean, they were very focused on how they get the information and deal with this issue, and what an opportunity for folks. So,
yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's something certainly
not that salmonella is an opportunity, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know, it's a.
I think, you know, your point about the really being mission driven is something that we hear and our partner and the partnership's research would indicate, that it doesn't matter how old, how experienced, how young you are. It really is about mission, making a difference, and really having meaningful, challenging work. And certainly, you know, in this economic time, all of those are certainly true.
It seems like the big challenge is getting the right people in the right places. Like, I knew they were looking for people to help manage the TARP, you know, that whole program. You know, how do you get the right people in the right places and find the people that you really need that have the skills that will help you do your job better?
Yeah, Chris, there's no lack of interest at all in federal jobs. Most agencies for most jobs get more applicants than what they need. The issue or the challenge is, are they the best people? Are they the right people for those jobs?